The question is, how do we change our habits? The Sunday program is very inspiring, but when you go back home, we fall back into our old habits. Yes, there is two aspects to changing habits. One is rejection and the other is replacement. Rejection of a habit is usually difficult. Replacement is much easier. So if you just come into the Sunday program, that is developing a positive habit. And in general, the process of bhakti focuses not so much on saying no to the wrong things as saying yes to the right things. Rather than tadvan riktamatayo sroto manastamaranam bhajavasu devam. So it says riktamatayo. There are some impersonalists, some spiritualists who say, I won't do this, I won't do this, I won't do this. So the focus is on what we will not do. But then that is never very satisfying. Now what I am not to do, thinking about that only increases the craving. Maybe I should do it. So we need some positive focus for our thoughts. So try to replace the negative habits by positive habits. Try to cultivate positive habits and fill the schedule externally with positive activities and fill the mind internally with positive thoughts and positive contemplations. And by that, the old habits will fall away. And there will be a gradual process in this. We need to be patient. There are no instant habits. So, usually, we can create two kinds of supports for ourselves. One is pushers towards the positive, and second is blockers from the negative. That means, pushers towards the positive means if we have developed some positive habits. Say coming to the Association of Devotees regularly, or chanting our rounds regularly, doing japa regularly, whatever it is. Then if we have some friends, some social circle, some devotee circle, where we keep pushing each other. So others push us towards the positive. Okay, if we decide that, if I find that studying scripture, hearing classes inspires me a lot, then I should hear classes regularly. And if we have a friend who reminds, so did you do some hearing today? Or did you do some hearing this week? So that we have some pushers towards the positive. Those who push us towards the positive. And along with that, what is also important is that blockers from the negative. Blockers from the negative means that if we have certain habits which we want to break, then it's vital that we don't keep the opportunity for indulging in those habits readily available to us. So for example, if say at extreme level, if somebody is an alcoholic, the first thing if a person wants to give up alcohol is don't mix with other alcoholics. Somebody may say, no, I'll go, they're all my friends, but I won't drink. That is a determination which will be washed away by that association. It's swept away. So we have to create some external, some blockers. So if I have a habit of surfing on wrong sites, then put some net filter on the mobile or on the laptop or whatever, by which we create blockers. So by these two things, first of all, filling our life externally with positive activities and our heart, mind and heart internally with positive thoughts, that's one thing. And second, that's with respect to an overall change of lifestyle. And secondly, by creating some pushers towards the positive and some blockers from the negative, we will find that it will be easier for us to overcome the bad habits and to replace them with good habits.